For MNN Sports, I'm Kevin Faulness. The Minnesota Vikings rebounded from last week's tough loss to the Falcons by whooping up on the Bengals. 48-10 was the final. Quarterback Carson Wentz made his Vikings debut under center and impressed his head coach.
You know, a guy that came in, played point guard for us, ran the show. It was efficient. He made great decisions. He got through his progressions. Did a lot of things to help the Minnesota Vikings win.
That's what I want to do when I go out there. I mean, I don't want to be the one making the plays. I just want to get it to these playmakers. You know, that's always been my philosophy. And we got some good ones here.
The Vikings offense was okay, but the Vikings defense was stellar. A fact not lost on Christian Darrisaw.
It made it easy for us. They just sucked the soul out of them. Those two touchdowns and just the forced turnovers. It's just fun seeing our defenses fly around. Just practicing against them all training camp and seeing it out there. D-Flo, he's a really good coach. And I'm grateful that we have him on our side.
Vikings are 2-1 on the season. The Lynx, they got a victory last night.
Courtney Williams has put on a show in this game, flirting with the triple-double. That will end this one. Game one goes to the Minnesota Lynx, 82-69.
Lynx radio the final call. As for the Wild, they beat the Jets in overtime last night in their preseason opener in Winnipeg. Yakov Trenyan scored twice, including the winner.
And it went off the mask of Poulter, up into the air. They score! Yakov Trenyan found the bouncing puck and labeled it into the back of the net.
I thought Trenyan really skated well. I think he's had a good camp. As you said, he's come back in phenomenal shape. I think his puck skills, he looks more comfortable with the puck this year. And
game two of the preseason is tomorrow night in Dallas. The Twins beat Cleveland yesterday to finish their home schedule on a high note. The Saints, their season is over. They end it with a thud. They've dropped the finale in Memphis. Kevin Faulness, MNN Sports.